is a chiyuv to bench every day Birkas HaTeira. It's a machlekes apoiskim if it's the raise, the chiyuv broche, or it's the rabbonon. The Ikar HaLoche, the Ramban, the Chinuch, the Rashba, they learn the broches the raise. Shagasariya is a famous tshuv in Shagasariya to prove that Birkas HaTeira is a chiyuv the raise. The Mishneh Brura be'etzem paskens that it's the raise, but he's metzaref legabei some sfeikes that it's called the sofek the rabbonon. Val sido shittes that hold b'das Rambam that Birkas HaTeira is the rabbonon. So the Ikar HaPoiskim is the Dror raise. Some shittes hold it's the rabbonon. So we have to know. The etzem is not enough kemina for us, but you know, in Aloha Shir, we try to make things maybe very clear. If someone doesn't do a broche, so is it isur to learn without a broche or not? Well, maybe to explain it, for sure that is a isur. So what I'm asking, I will explain. Lamoshal, you're not allowed to eat without making a broche. So the achronim klar, what is the pshat? Is it isur to eat without a broche? Or is it chiyuv to make a broche? Avade. Val is a chiyuv. If you eat without a broche, you are either a isur, then you're not making your chiyuv. But the shayla, if it's a isur, or it's a chiyuv. The moshul. Some bring a ride that it's only a chiyuv, not a isur. Oinen, shteh that doesn't make a birkas anenim. Because it's part of mikola mitzvahs. But oinen is not allowed to do gilarayas. Why not? What do we call a mitzvah? What is the tarot? It's not allowed to do a veiras. It's part of the mitzvah. So if to eat without a broch is a isur, oinen had to be also. On a marshal, a person is in a hospital, he can't make a broch. The room is not clean. Is he allowed to eat or not? He's an oinus, he can't make a broch. But he's not allowed to eat chazer. So this is the shaila. But a normal person has to make a broche, and if you don't make a broche, it's beseda, yeah? So the same thing, the shayla is legabi learning. The marshal, a person is in a place, he forgot Birkas HaTeira. He doesn't remember the nusach. So that's a shvach bochim. They don't know the Birkas HaTeira. Now he wakes up in the morning, he's in his room, he doesn't know Birkas HaTeira. He's allowed to learn or not. They put him in jail without a siddur. So Yivamis, he knows Baal Peh, yeah? But Birkas HaTeira, he doesn't know. A lot of people are like that, yeah? I know, I have friends, I have my they know, now they don't know. And if I see a Rossi Shamaru, Shamaru was a little bit of it. That's the Derech Tak. So the shayla is if you're allowed to learn or not. On a marshal, in the morning, we'll see later different kulas, Shavuos in the morning. So there's different times when you mechuv in Birkas HaTeira. So some of my ratzim stop to learn, yeah? They're not allowed to learn now. Maybe they tell me the Chachomim. And somehow, if I don't know if I can make a broche or not, I learn. They're waiting for the guy to come to be Moitzid Oilam, yeah? And everyone is embarrassed to say that he slept. So, you know, you're waiting. Shalif, you're allowed to learn. So this is Be'etzem a Shailer of Pesach Tzvi Frank, with the Pshul Zalman. It'll be negated to us a lot of Shailers, if it's a Geder of a Chiyuv or a Geder of a Yisu. So later we'll see maybe the Protim. I don't want first the Mesadu the Alochis. The Mishneh Brura brings down Tzorich leizor bebroche zumeoi ve'omru chazal mipnei machor ve'oretz. The Gemara says Dovo zesholu la'neviim ve'loi pirshu la'chachomim ad sheba kodesh boruchu ve'omar al ozo mestoirosi shaloi birchu batoiro tchilo. And the Ran and the Dorim brings down from Achosid Rabbeinu Yoinen. He says ve'ruim advorim. What is the psad shaloi birchu batoiro shaloi hoiso chashuvo be'eneyem I say, again, we have to be careful, Take, that is not a matzav of shaloi birchu b'teira tchila. Someone will say, everyone makes a broche. First, alevai, we'll get to it in a second. But Rabbi Yehuda explains, shaloi hoiso chashuvo b'eneyem levorech oleo. So the shayla, if the guy today, Punk, he says Birkas HaTeira because it says in the siddur, he's vayter shelo hoyso chashuva b'eneim levorech oleo. He doesn't feel that before he learns, he has to make a Birkas HaTeira. So to say, Claude, that this is the reason for the chulin, you know, if the world has to be nichrav again, if you say it or not, but a person has to know, it's roi to a chulin. Shele birchu b'teira tchila, Rabbi Yehuda explains, was not the pshat that was missing a birchas ha'teira, shele yoyso chashuva b'aneim levarich oleo. Loshna mishnebure, v'yodua she'oynesh mishe'eine mevorich ala teire godl me'oit, v'gam eino zoicha shi'e lebonim talmini chachomim. V'chayodo migzdan, v'tzorich levorich brochizu b'simcha g'doilo. So we have to know, I think, before we go to the Pirtei Halachos, the person at least b'shas that he makes the Birkas HaTeira to make up his, you know, it's because HaTeira is the first thing you say in the morning. A lot of people, you know, they say it in the way to shul. Yeah, hopefully they say all the words. You know, to make up his chashivus, so the Birkas HaTeira, it's such a kitruk. As ishtayit, oin shal godl moid, ein azoicha shiyel ebonim tamidich hachomim. Yeah, everyone knows. Yem ein azoicha shiyel ebonim tamidich hachomim. So he himself for sure is nishkin tamidich hachomim. It's not, if he doesn't make a bracha on the Torah, Hashem punishes that even if his kids want, he doesn't get the good kids. Him himself for sure doesn't become a Talmid Chochem. But then the person wonders why it doesn't go, why he's not becoming a Talmid Chochem, yeah? Shele birch b'teir etchiva. שלא יעשו חשובה בעיניהם לברך עליה. We say maybe one vote before we start. We say ברכת התורה, ואני אנחנו צאצאינו, צאצאי עמך בישראל כולנו, יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך לשמוע. אנחנו צאצאינו, צאצאי עמך בישראל כולנו, יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך לשמוע. What is Yoidei Shmecha Veloimdei Teirosecha Lishma? We're holding in Birkas HaTeira. Birkas HaTeira, we have to bench that we won't learn Teira. V'ni anachnu, b'tzatzayinu, z'ozol, kulanu, Yoidei Shmecha. What is the Sheikhas? We're Birkas HaTeira, v'shiyeh kulanu, we have a lot of money. What is the Sheikhas, yeah? So I heard from Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Zayin Gizunt, he said, the Levi from Moshe Shmuel Shapira. I don't remember if he said that he said it to Moshe Shmuel, or Moshe Shmuel said it to him. It's not clear to me exactly. He said that, it says in the Navi, that one of the Shalosh, the Poronuse, and the Chumash that's printed after us Masay. It's one of the Shalosh de Poronusa. HaKoyanim lo yomru aye Hashem. The Novi says, Toiv se ha-toyro lo yodouni. Haroim poshu bi anevim nibu babal. The Koyanim didn't say where is Hashem. Toiv se ha-toyro lo yodouni. Haroim poshu bi anevim or nisnabe to the Baal. So the Novi says four bad things. HaKoyanim lo yomru aye Hashem. And Toif Sa'ateire, the Lomdim, Lo Yedu'uni. They didn't know me. Shtey, there is a bezunder zach that Toif Sa'ateire have to know Hashem. It's a special tvi and Lomdei Ateire to be a Bale Musa, to be a Bale Machshove, to be Amkesta Hashem. Toif Sa'ateire, Lo Yedu'uni. So this is a pshat. Birkas Ateire is veni anachnu v'tzatzoeinu v'tzatzamu v'yisrol kulonu yoidei shmecho v'loinu terasecho lishmo. It's not stam we davening for bazuner yirashamayim b'shas birkas ha'teire. It's mitnatoli in the birkas ha'teire v'ni anachnu kulanu yoyde shmecho v'loim titerosecho lishmo. Toiv se ha'teire lo yedouni. So I thought, pshat, I said to Rav Meir, he doesn't remember if he said it or I said it. First of all, not sure if he said it or Moshe Shmuel said it. I'm saying, this Tosefes is not close, it's his or it's mine. We're saying, in the birkas ha'chodesh, say it Be'ez Hashem. Shabbos, we say like this, חיים שתהיבנו אב אסתיר ושומיים, חיים שתהיבנו השומיים וירסחי. חיים של שולם, חיים של טוב, חיים של ברוך, חיים של פרנס, חיים של חילות הצומץ, חיים שיש בו אמיר השמיים ועיר הסחית, חיים שאין בו אמבוש שאוכלימו, חיים של אישו וכובד, חיים שתאיבון הוא אב אסתיר ועיר השמיים. זה דבר צפרק, חיים שיש בו אמיר השמיים ועיר הסחית, השם גיבס בסמונט, חיים בעיר השמיים, חיים שאין בו שאוכלימו, לא בזיינס, חיים שלא אישו וכובד, פשוט. חיים שתבנו אב אסתיר אביר השמיים. We already davened once for השמיים. Why are we davening after three times? Again, חיים שאיר השמיים. חיים שאין בו אמבוש אוכלים. חיים שלא אישו וכובד. חיים שתבנו אב אסתיר אביר השמיים. So the world has two תירוצים. One there is first is חיים שיש בו אמיר השמיים ואיר הסחית. Then בו שאוכלים ואישו כובד. Then חיים שתבנו אב אסתיר אביר השמיים. First there will be איר השמיים. Then we will love it. Some say, "Pshat Chaim shel b'mir haShemayim." Then you say, "Oishav v'kovet." No, Oishav v'kovet. You have to ask again for haShemayim. It's the other matzav in Gantz. That's a yichud mahalach. But the emes of pshat is, "This is the vote." Chaim sheish b'mir haShemayim. Whatever you has to have. Chaim she tibanu avas teire. Toiv saateire. V'ir haShemayim. Toiv saateire lo yedouni. It's a special, especially haShemayim. So, Lama Eibzachon, the Alochis. In the Birkas Atere, what we have in Birkas Atere, in the morning we bench, Be'etzem, Shtayim Shem Sholish. We bench, Shekichon Mitzvois of Lasek V'divrei Torah, Ve'arivna. And then we say, Asher Boch Arbonu Mikol Ha'amim, Ve'nosa Lonu Estei Rosoi. So the Mishneh Berurah learns that the Iker Shita is that Ve'arivna is a part of the first Bracha. It's not three brachas, it's two brachas. And this means the Mishneh Berurah says that we don't answer Amen in between the first one and the second one. And Ve'arivna, it's Vav Achibu. Mishneh Berurah says, Valetz Machleikis, and not everyone holds like that. The Mishneh Berurah says that when you do the brachas on your own, to do it quietly, that will not be machnis people to a suffix if they answer Amen or not. But the Maisa, when someone is made to you, not to say Amen in between the first and the second, because our psak is not going on this, but lemaise, this is our psak. If someone was meshana to say though, and he said the third one before the first one, the halacha is the order doesn't make a difference, and it's not ma'akev, and he could say the other one also. It's a chiyuv to learn right away after Birkas HaTeira, but the evidence is not ma'akev, but to say Eilu Dvorim. We have to say gleich straight after Birkas HaTeira. Now, the halacha is that the Birkas Av Rabo that we say in Shachris, or Birkas Av As Olam in Ma'ariv, it's poiter the Birkas HaTeira. B'diavad, even if you are not mechaven, b'diavad, it's poiter the Birkas HaTeira. Ledas haMishneh Berurah, only if you learn straight after davening. Dehainu. We'll see in a second, we'll go to the halachas of dilugim. A person didn't say Birkas HaTeira. For reasons, he put on tefillin, he forgot to say Birkas HaTeira. And he already davened. Even if he was not mechaven and avarav, or if he learned after davening right away, he was yoitzer, he doesn't have to say Birkas HaTeira. The Mishneh Berurah holds only if you really learn straight after davening. Some say even if you didn't learn after davening, Krishma is also called learning. Avada lekatchile, not to rely on it, and lekatchile to say Birkas HaTeira, not to be samech on Av HaRabo. So we'll see. If l'moshel a person is mesupek if he davened and he said Birkas HaTeira, a lot of times in the morning a guy is not sure if he made Birkas HaTeira. So if you could ask someone to be Moitzi him, is the best. If he wants to learn, now, Moshe, he got up in the morning, he's Mesupik, if he said Birkas HaTeira, and he wants to learn an hour before Shachris, Faltok. So the Mishneh Berurah says, Safik Doraisa, we make a bracha. But not to make both brachas. not to make more brachas. Only a shabbat habonu. Only to make a shabbat habonu. If he's not planning to learn after, before davening, and again, he's in the morning and he's not sure if he made birkas hateira, and he's not planning to learn before davening, so then the Mishnah Berurah says to have a kavana to be yoitza and have a rabba, and to learn straight after davening. This is the reason it's important to know that. You mesupik if you made a birkas hateira or not, you don't have someone to be moitza you. Have a kavana to be yoitza and have a rabba. If you mesupik if you made birkas hateira in the morning, and you're ready after davening, and you didn't learn straight after davening, even so, Mishnah Berurah says, don't make a bracha now. Why? I have a sfeik. Some shit is old because I tell you something that I'm on. Even if not, maybe you made it. Even if not, maybe Abba Rabba helps, even without Krishma, even without learning. So b'meile, volume is supik if you made in the morning. So b'meile, if you before davening, so it's only one sfeik. Ikar ha'locha sfeik de'ra'is el'chumre. If you after davening, so you have one sfeik if you made a bracha. Another sfeik is, maybe it's the Rabbanon, and maybe Abba Rabba is enough. So b'meile, if you mesupik and you have to davening, Mishnah Berurah says, to ask someone else to be moitzi you. And if not, Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evet, semech on the sheet is that it's the Rabbanon, and semech on the sheet is that Abba Rabba, b'tziruv krishme, is called birkas hateira. Again, if you for sure didn't make a bracha, Mishnah Berurah holds, don't rely on Abba Rabba, b'di'evet, if you didn't learn straight after davening. Because Iker HaPsak is that it's Deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah said, it's only Metzarefet, Legabi, after Abba Rabba, that Iker HaDin Deir is a real Suffolk. Now, some people hold if a Bocher becomes Bar Mitzvah, and the night of the Bar Mitzvah, to Mechaven and Abba as Oilom, for Birkas HaTeira. Because it could be the Birkas HaTeira that he made in the morning was at the Rabbanon, and it doesn't matter in Birkas HaTeira Deraisa. So it's all I know. I think everyone here is ready bar mitzvah, yeah. But first, for your kids, now you come to bar mitzvah. It's all you told the kid. No? First thing to mechavel and avazelo, and to learn straight after davening. Now meikar adin birkas hateira you could make sai sitting, sai standing. You have a ride that you could make it sitting. Avarabu. Yeah, but the Yemen is bigger than Teira. Yeah, but the brings down like a tchila to stand because bigger than mitzvahs. It's a shame if it's bigger than mitzvahs, bigger than shvach. And if it's bigger than mitzvahs, be'etzem, when we go back to the first shaila, it would be no avera to learn without davening. Yoiver and yichiv. If it's bigger than shvach, like bigger than nevim, then it'd be easy. But bigger than shvach, you're allowed to sit. Normally we learn because of Teres, because of Mitzvahs. Everyone is knowing to stand. This is again again to the old Shaila. If it's because of Shvach or because of Mitzvahs. And I'm saying again, Me'ikar Adin, sitting and standing, it doesn't make a difference. Lekatchile, to stand. Me'ikar Adin, you have to make a bracha before every part of learning. But before Tachnunim, you don't have to Me'ikar Adin to make a bracha. The minig is to make. But it's not a chiyuv. Nafkemine. A person wakes up early for slichas. He's running to slichas, and he doesn't have time to say birkas hateira. He doesn't have to. Again, lekatchila yes, but he doesn't have to. Even if you say all these psukim there, because we don't say them derech learning. Same thing. Legabi in the morning, the moideani, reishis chachma. So lemaisa the minig is when you're older. Only to say Mordeani without the psukim and then to say Birkas HaTeira. But someone asks, so how do you tell all the kids to say Reishis Chochma and the Cheder and the Birkas HaTeira they say much later? The answer is again, these psukim are derech tchina v'shvach. But again, the minig is in Slichas, we say Birkas HaTeira before, but again, it's not me'akev. Same thing on davening. Ikar Adin, if a person doesn't have time, we spoke about it last year, and he's late for Zman Krishma, he skips Birkas HaTeira. Because it's Derech Chiyuv, not Derech Limud. As Machlekes HaPoiskim, if you mehar B'divrei Teira, if you have to say Birkas HaTeira or not. It's nafka meaning you wake up in the morning. You're allowed to think and learning before Brikas HaTeir. Mi'ikir Adin. Mishnah Berurah says it's not a chiyuv, but roi to be choishesh natu meharah b'divrei Torah without Brikas HaTeir. Even there is no isur to be meharah b'divrei Torah, mi'ikir Adin, we paskin that l'mayis will be choishesh. But shimea ke'oine and Brikas HaTeir, if someone tells you a shtikl Torah and you listen, it's more chamur. People think pum fakir, yeah? A lot of times it happens, you know, you go into the chashuv, you're walking away in the davening, you're embarrassed that you woke up 7 o'clock, yeah? And you meet the Talmid Chacham already, he's already wake up at 5 o'clock, I'm on the way to davening, he's coming back, he stops and he starts to tell a shtikl Torah, yeah? So you say, no, he will. The Maizen, the Goen says, that is the Isur Gomu. Why? We learn out Brikas HaTeir from Matan Teir, Kishem Hashem Ekro Hovu Goedel Elekeinu, and Matan Teir was Be'etzem Klal Yisrael was Shemei Goine. B'meile, was a tkufa that a lot of young Rabbonim came out against all the Kiruv organizations. They make seminars, they bring people that don't make Brikas HaTeir, and they say Divrei Teir. Isur Gomu. Isur Gomu. You machshel them. So it's not supposed to take it to do it. Some rabbanim take it hold that it's also. What? Aveir lishmo, you go to Gehenna. Aveir lishmo, we go to Gehenna. Kolzman, you don't have a beard. If you do Aveir lishmo, you go to Gehenna. The Machlekes, the Choizem Lublin explains, that the Machlekes Chosim Litvikes was, if Aveir lishmo is noyeg, Reb Chaim Balozhin had a Kabbalah from the Gro, that noch kabbalas, noch matan teire is no aveir lishmo. And every aveir lishmo you go to Gehenna.
How
is the Alpray? More answers. Yoel was karkoilam. When the Gemara asks the kasha, but when misane me aveir, karkoilam doesn't help. One of them, the Gemara says, tavosum shal rasho imra le tzadikim. This is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains, that the rai from the choyze, from that Gemara is nishkin rai. The choyze, this is bad, the shit of the chassidim, that's what I have the Amshul Rebbe, is that we hold that even b'zman hazeh could be a musig of aveir lishmo, but maybe you could have it after zman tefila if you have the right kavone. What? It's not nogeh to the sugi of Esnech. He said, look, maybe in the end of the sugi it's not. Maybe in the end of the sugi. But maybe we paskin is no musig of aveir lishmo. It's no musig of aveir lishmo. But maybe if you machshir people to divrei Torah, even if this is the way you mekar of them, you're not allowed to be machshir. This was the tzad of these choshev rabbonim that went against all these Kiruv organizations. That they machshel. Pshach told us once, not the noise, I don't know why, that people made a Kiruv seminar in Russia. And they had success. I think every year about 200 people to Israel. But the only way to get in Russia people to come, you know, Russia. So they brought in vodka and oilum danced. And noch them was eight. But the problem was that the dance was mixed. But the Russians, there's no... no difference. Zoch on the cave, Frum, Yid, ounce is one, yeah? Communist. So Avshach said, not to do it. They told him, but Lemaisa, these people will stay like Goyim. Every year, we have 200 people Frum. Avshach said, we don't look for Frum people. We look to do what's in Hashem. Hashem, not Hashem. It's not in you to have more Frum people. If Hashem wants, we'll make everyone Frum in 1 minute. He wants, well, he needs our help. If he wants to bring storms, if he wants to bring snow, he can do what he wants, yeah? He doesn't need our help. So you think Punky needs your help to make this person Frum? If he wants, he'll make this person from anyway. We'll go online, we'll find a shir, and he will listen. Hashem needs it. The talent is, I have to do my mitzvah. The rabbonim that wanted to be matir, they tainted that maybe we could be maker and shemei kohene, and they tainted beikar that, again, if we learn that it's not an isur, it's only a chiyuv, so if someone anyway is not learning, you're not gaining, if it's an isur, so you're machshir them to learn without teira. If we say, like we say, Sufra Rav Shlomo, that b'di'evet, if you can't make a bracha, you're allowed to learn without learning, so you're not machshir the person by learning. Avada, you're learning without a bracha, you have aveira. If someone, there's no tzad that will make a bracha, only who will learn, a guy that never learned, and a guy that learned without a bracha, avada, the guy that learned is better. The other tzad is the isu, no. The guy that didn't learn doesn't have aveiras. The guy that learned, they bring down some poskim, the guy that learned, if someone learns without a bracha, doesn't get schar for his learning. So I'm saying, Lemaise, the Rabbani wanted to find a kule. Oh, what is the nafkimine? What is the nafkimine? Sometimes you're going in a taxi, the marshal. And there's no tzat in the car of the guy. And stand up, it's a vote. Stand to tell him, Bishum Pari, very finished. Stand to tell a fry person, Divratel. And I want to tell you, you think I'm machmi here. I'm not machmi. If you start to feel that the Vritera is diamonds, we don't give that to people that didn't. We don't give it to touch to someone that didn't make a bracha. It's not eilik. Of them the geula will come. Those that shalai birchu b'atira shalai hoisa chashuva b'enem. The Vritera is not something you say it in the radio, you say it where you want. It's a gate as a. It's a nishta ze. It's a nishta ze. The Vritera has to have chashivus. Again, it's cool because the Iker Adin we passed in that it's a Chiyuv and not a Yisro. That's the reason we could be making better, but I'm saying again, if it's not for Kiru purposes, now, let me get a little bit to the Oimek Advar. If someone was awake the whole night, everyone knows the Shaila from Shavuos, but I want here to go Be'etzem to the Iker Advar. Everyone knows if you're awake the whole night, Lel Shavuos is a shaylef to make a bracha in the morning in Birkas HaTeira or not. And everyone waits for someone else to be moitzi them. Right? What is the shaylef? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains it. Now we have, Be'etzem, why we make a bracha every day? If Birkas HaTeira is not Birkas HaMitzvahs, and you're allowed to learn without Birkas HaTeira, and it's like, no, son, asech vivino. So I understand, I say it every morning. But if it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, why I have to say it every day? So Chazal said to say it every day. Why? So it's two tzad. One tzad is Chazal will attack in every fresh day again. Kilu, when a person makes a bigger satay, he has a das for the day. Another tzad, when a person sleeps, is masiach das. Funny in the person, but if someone goes to work, is also masiach das. No. Daiti ala teire. Ay, nishken daiti ala teire. Valiz mitzuva at divre teire, so his das is ala teire. So we have two shittas. Came the poiskin and said, so we'll get to sleep in my night. So what if someone sleeps by day? Lechura. If the sleeping is the one that makes the difference. So if you sleep by day, when you wake up, you have to make a birkas ateire. So it's a shulchan aruch. It's a big machleikas. So first, if it's not a Shein Askva, you put your head on the stander. Still understand, there's not people, they don't want to go to a Shaila. So for them, they don't go to sleep by day in a bed. You put on a standard. Then lekula alma, you don't have to make a birkas hateira. But if you go into bed, and you sleep at least a half an hour in bed, so what shein shulchan aruch, two shittas. Zog de mishnabuah v'chei noagu, ubelechem chamudes kosav, shamevorech tovay olot broche. V'chei noag moari levorech. V'chei niskim prichodosh, chosh b'sefer. V'leo rabbi b'shemar b'rishoini, v'chei kosav agro, v'chei nizichai odo. He said, no one makes a bracha. Reb Chaim Kanievsky written a letter to the Ishi Yisrael. He told him that the minig is not to make a bracha. Maybe later we'll explain more to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But Reb Shmuel Zalman told me, Val, you're a good bracha, and you want to get schar for your learning. Good bracha, I don't mean good. I mean, you're trying to be good, amen? Yeah? And you're trying to be fafrut. Don't go away now and do nothing. Because if you go away and you do nothing, I saw you never learned Hilchas Birkas HaTorah. No, what Reb Shmuel Zalman wanted me to do? Simcha, what Reb Shmuel Zalman wanted me to do? He told me, I don't understand. You didn't learn Hilchas Birkas HaTorah? I knew then exactly what you know now. He said, but in Abbas Oilo, I'm a chavar for Birkas HaTorah. Chodsh, to be yoytze, that shit. You told me you learn long by night, right? He said, by night is your learning, right? You explained to you sleep by day, because night said you want to learn. Ah, so you learn good hours by night. Should I be chum batele? You're right. Misofik, you don't make a brocha. Aber an avas oilom, make a brocha. Have a kavona to be yoytze birkas hateire, and learn straight after the davening. Chodsh. He told me, and then you will be shebichu batele tchila. Shebichu batele tchila. That you are machshav, you're learning, you're making a birkas hateire. So this is the first nafkemina. Avada, me'ikar adin, the meaning is not to make a brocha. But someone wants to chaparai, someone wants. Mibirchoysev shalodom nigar im talmid chochem or im nav. So in avas oilom, balaylo, you mechave. But you have to know, in a second. This is Sheinas Kva Bayoy. Sheinas Kva Balaylo, in the Shulchan Aruch state, so it's not to close the lotion. Hamashkim koidem oir aboiker lilmoit, before that. Afim lomad balaylo alaylo oilech achar ayom. Ve'einu tzorich levorech kol zman shelo yosha. By night, you don't have to make a birkas hateir if you didn't go to sleep. Zog di mishlibu, rotzolem ha'shein ha'skva. Aval im yoshan shein ha'skva al mitosu yafilu bitchilas ha'laylo, choshiv hefse. ואפילו הישעים שבסעיף יוד א' מוידים בזה. ומאיר ניר כל הלילה ישעים שאין צורך לבורך בבויקר. וישעים שצורך לבורך. כי קובו כל יום ברוכה נפרדס. סופק ברוכה סלוקר. חימם שלו ירוע לשמוע ברכס התאיר מהאחר. So the Mishabur says, if someone sleeps שיינס כבה בלילה, he has to make a ברוכה. The way it's mashma in the Mishnah is, if someone went into bed by night for half an hour, when he wakes up, he has to make Birkas HaTorah. And like this, Amol, everyone was makbid at this Mishnah. Lemaisa, the new Sforim came out, and they bring down from the Chazanish, and Ochis Rabbeinu, that if someone goes to sleep in the beginning of the night for an hour or two with his clothes and he's planning to learn, he doesn't have to make a bracha. Even the Mishnah Berurah said that he has to. They paskin that Lemay said this is not called sleep, and Lemay said you don't have to. This is the reason the Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that for sure by day Lemay said the meaning is not to. Lemaisa, the Loshana Mishnah Berurah is kimat mashma klo, that if you slept for an hour or two by night, you have to. Lemaisa, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Shmuel Zalman told us that no, if you went to sleep with pijamas, and you're attacking not sure what you're going to do, you're not feeling good, you see how it goes. Then after 2-3 hours, you woke up, you decide you're going to Seder. You had a phone call from your Rebbe, yeah? So you decided to come, to go to learn, yeah? So then, you have to for sure make a bracha. But if you were planning only to sleep for an hour or two, they say not to make a bracha. The Maaseh the Mishnah Berurah said, to make a bracha. And there's nothing more to lose, be'ekar adin, if someone decides to make a bracha, because the Mishnah Berurah says, even by day, I'm a vorech lo yifsit. But the eitzah for every ben teira is, in such a case, to go to daven ma'ariv right away, to mechaven avas oilam, and then to come to Seder. Moshe, someone went to sleep. Now it's winter, 5:30. Yeah? From 5:30 till 7. Don't daven ma'ariv 12 o'clock in Shliblach. Go to the Shliblach 7 o'clock. Mechaver nava soilom. Learn epis after davening 2 or 3 words. And b'meile yiyaitze ala shittas. This is what I'm saying. These halachas of ala soilom is be'etzem a lot of times the eitze to be yaitze ala zach.
What if it's before shkia?
What?
What if it's before shkia?
If you went to sleep before shkia and you woke up before shkia. So it's no problem. Because we said by day, be ikar adin, it's okay. When you daven ma'ariv, I said to mechaber nava soilom. I'm not telling you you have to rush to daven ma'ariv. But when you slept by night, the shein has kva in the bed, then if you do mishnebu as mashmat, you have to make a broche. Now, ba.
What? Why can't you just learn right after davening?
I said to say broche in the middle of davening. Right after davening, not the middle of davening.
After broche, you
say. After davening. After Ma'ariv.
No, Ashachas.
I never said. What? Well, that's Shema, that's Krishma. Half an hour before. It's about, we are holding in the morning yet, yeah?
What if you have a Ma'ariv?
So, and there's no Eitzetak. So, I can tell you one eight of machmirim sheba machmirim, but I don't want to tell you that.
Can you say the second bracha?
No, you can't. I said, if you want to make a bracha, Mishabu says you could. Lo yifsi. If you feel that it's hard for you to learn, you can't learn without some because of Taylor, so Mishabu says lo yifsi. But the meaning is not to make a bracha. But I'm a machmir, I try to do every chumor. So the eight says you go to Shtiblach. You ask the guy that says Abbas to point to you, and then you learn. I tried to convince a guy, he didn't want to relate to me, you know. Hopefully maybe after the shir, it'll be easier to find guys and I'm asking them to be right. But this I'm saying, this is a chumri yaseir. It's a chumri yaseir. If a guy goes to learn for 10 hours now, on a bigger satire, on a shkentam. Now, here Be'etzem came a very interesting zach. Rab Kiveiger, the Mishabur brings down Rab Kiveiger. We can't go into the whole chesh, but something doesn't work out. If someone slept by day and he was awake shvuas night, he could make birkas hateir in the morning because b'manefshach. If sleeping is a hefsek, so he's mechuyev in a bracha. And the tzad that sleeping is not a hefsek, but it's a new day. The tzad that new day is not a reason you have to have a hefsek. So the sleeping is a hefsek. So b'meile. If you slept by day and you awake the whole night, you can make birkas hateir in the morning. When you see Rab Kiveiger inside, it's not a mimanefshach. Because we explain, sleeping by night l'kulam is a hefsek. Sleeping by day is a machlekes if it's called a hefsek or not. So if you see Rab Kiveiger inside, the mimanefshach is not exactly like that. It's mimanefshach in names. The Rosh holds like this, the Rashba holds like that. And mimanefshach in the shittes, it comes out.
So then the
Rosh was
night, he didn't have
Sabbath? Yeah. Right? So one second. So first of all, Shlomo Zalman says that this Rav Kiveiger is not the people that came to Shir today. Because all the people that came to Shir in Avos Olam, they were mechaven to be Yitzhak because of Teira for Shavuos night, right? Because they slept by day. So they lost the Yomon of Shachar Rav Kiveiger in the morning. It says everyone that is mechaven in Avos Olam to be Yitzhak because of Teira, he doesn't have the Yomon of Shachar Rav Kiveiger. And not only that, even if he's not mechaven, like Shlomo Zalman, a rebbe diyevet b'avos olam could be yoytze. So it's not so possible you have the imon of Shach Rab Kiveiger. But Shlomo Zalman says you could be same Rab Kiveiger, lemaisa. If you're not mechaven, if you're mechaven lehedya, Rab Chaim Ganievsky says no. While we say there is no inyan today bichlal if you sleep by day to make birkas hateira, and we said even by night for 2 hours we decide that it's not called the shein eskva. So the pshat, we decided in our days to pop into bed is different. What is that one in it? We all that as a musig in the old days, people didn't pop into bed. Hunt. People pop out of bed, yeah? No, Bahamas, the pshat amol was the person, by day you work, by night you sleep. You rest in the afternoon, yeah? Even by the goy shavot, you shavot azach kimat, yeah? Shiva bochim. The middle of the day is a musig. So Shlomo Zalman explains, Amol, this is the volume of Chaim Ganievsky. Amor was a musig sleeping. Sleeping by day. Priya Meshuna. It's a Hesach Hadas, it's an Andre Mas. He's having a little schlaf, it's garnished, yeah? Amor, the mito was a whole musig. He went up to Oile La Mito, he went, yeah, today he just lay in the bed, yeah? The police can don't speak out if someone slept with his clothes in the bed. It's a musig, bichlam. So b'meile, Zogel Chaim Ganievsky said, the whole Imam Shalom Kivayegir is also schwach. You can't the whole year go around and say, no, it's not called, I slept by day. No, it's not called. Lel Shavuos, I have money, I slept by day. If you did shittas, I have to. But I'm not making brochas, because something brochas, and I was awake the whole night. Again, l'maise, this is the reason everyone asks every time, I have the same story every Shavuos morning. Why? Because at daily you have to moitzi him. So Imam Shalom Kivayegir. So all the kluke guys make the brocha themselves. Ish doesn't say poshim. So Avad, if you could be Yitzhak because I tell you, even Shavuos night with someone else, Avad, it's Kedai to be Yitzhak with someone else. But again, we don't move away from the Psyche of Mishabuah. Lemaise, the Poiskim say a big Chiddush La'aloche. It happens a lot of times, a person wakes up, and he decides, Lamazong, he wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then he went to sleep, or he went to sleep. 12, or he went to sleep. Before Shkir, like you call it, yeah? And he wakes up at 3 o'clock. So, okay, then for sure he had a main sleep, he has to make Birkas HaTeir. He makes Birkas HaTeir and decides to learn. After an hour, he's again tired. Hops into bed again. Wakes up 8 o'clock in the morning. He has to make another Birkas HaTeir or not. The Maaseh of the Pesach is that he doesn't. Lo mi boye, a case like I told you, even a case like myself, sometimes I'm at 1 o'clock, I'm tired. So I go to sleep for 2 hours. To learn another hour. Then I plan to go back to sleep. I'm not planning to stay awake till the morning. But then, me'ikar adin is a shayle, but la'aloche we pass that I don't have to make another Birkas HaTeir in the morning. Again, me'yoy stoiv, in the morning to mechaven and ava rabo, and to learn straight after that. Lemaise, if someone doesn't know, in the Shavuos morning, everyone says that b'diavad, if you don't have someone to be moitzi, you could carry on learning. And this is Giboitan, the Mishnah says the Safek Brochas, the Mishnah is mashma that b'diavad, you don't have to make the Brochas Shavuos morning, if you did. So Lemaile, Yavadi, you learn till someone is moitzi with a Brocha. Again, some people say that what the Mishnah said, that it's a Safek, it's only if you didn't sleep by day. If you slept by day, so if you're mechuyev already, so it's not so easy to be makel to learn. Shavuos says again, Shavuos morning, if you don't have someone, but you have, you could learn. So this was the Iker HaLoche. The Machmirim Taina, but when someone slept with Shavuos, says you can make a broche. If you want to be Machmir, not to make a broche, then already it's a shayla. You're right. Then it's like it could be a problem. The Maaseh, if someone is stuck in a place that he can't make because of Teira, I said, the Har Tzvi is mashma, you're not allowed to learn. Shem Zalman says, we pass in Halacha, learn without because of Teira. Now, Shem Zalman has an Eitzeh. He says that if a person has Sfeikas, Lemoshel, he wakes up at night, for an hour, he's not sure, he could have a das to make it because of Teira with a kavona that he only wants to patter 1 hour, and he doesn't want to patter tomorrow, and then for sure in the morning you can make Birkas HaTeir again. He says every Shavuos morning you can do that. Erev Shavuos, when you make the Birkas HaTeir, to have a das, till 4 o'clock by night. He says, if you don't have a das, to be moitzi, you're not moitzi. It's a big chiddush of Shem Zalman. Most poskim will not mekabel it, and maybe in a different time. Let me mamshich. We have in the morning two more things that I want to speak that are meishach shaykh to this halacha. Birkas HaShachar. We have Birkas HaShachar. Shalos al Asech Vivino. Leketchila, we do them before davening. If you don't have time, if you don't have time to do them before davening, so you could say it after davening. What is called you don't have time? So Shem Zalman says, you miss Shmonesra, you miss Tfila B'tzibu. What if you have time, order the Pesuk of the Zimur, order the Birkas HaShachar? Shem Zalman says Birkas HaShachar before Pesuk of the Zimur. We'll see later what you have to say in Pesuk of the Zimur. How can you have to say Sfakel? But Mikol Mekoyim, A person that didn't say Birkas HaShachar, we're going to Shem Zalman, Birkas HaShachar, and then Pesukim is in there. In a second I will explain. Someone didn't say Birkas HaShachar, he could say it after davening. But he has to remember that Tilas Yadayim not to say after davening, and Lekai Neshama not to say, because he was Yoytze and Mechai Mesi. Mishnah Berurah says, but as a Eitze, if he skipped Tilas HaShachar, Birkas HaShachar, and now he knows Shir. So if he doesn't know, he didn't go to Shir and he skipped Birkas HaShachar, he davens it after, and he doesn't say Netilas Yadayim and the Lekai Neshama. If he knows Shir and he had to skip Birkas HaShachar, so Netilas Yadayim he will not say after davening. But the Lekai Neshama, he's Mechaven and Mechai Mesim not to patter Lekai Neshama, and he could say Lekai Neshama after davening. As they pass in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a tziruf, but this is the psak. Someone was awake the whole night, so he can't say in the morning Netilas Yadayim, only the eitzes we gave yesterday, last time. He can't say Lekai Neshama, and he can't say Amar Roshena. Chutz and Birkas HaTeira that we discussed. But now we're discussing Birkas HaShachar. Again, if you skip Birkas HaShachar after Shachris, you say everything, Chutz v'Netilas Yadayim, and Lekai Neshama, and if you have a das, not to patter it, and Mechayim Mesim, you could say also Lekai Neshama. If you're awake the whole night, you don't say Netilas Yadayim, as we spoke about, and you don't say Lekai Neshama, and you don't say Amar Roshena. Because I tell you, that's not what we said before. Me'iker Adin, you're allowed to say in Birkas HaShachar, the meaning in Klal Yisrael is Niskabel, that we stand in Birkas HaShachar. This was the meaning that Niskabel, that we stand in Birkas HaShachar. Till when you could bench Birkas HaShachar? Mishnah Berurah brings down Lekatchile till only till the end of Zman Tefillah, till end of Shor Revis. B'dievet till Chatzos. What if you didn't manage till Chatzos? The Mishnah Berurah says, Hamevorech lo hifsid, at least till Ma'ariv, even after Shkiyah. Hamevorech lo hifsid. So the poskim say lemaisa to do it, to say the bracha, at least till Ma'ariv. After Ma'ariv, already is a big shaila. Again, the Ikar Adin is till Chatzos. For Arba Shoes. After Chatzos already is a big machlekes, but the Biur Halacha brings down a mevorech lo hifsid, and this is the anoge. Now, is a halacha, this halacha, a lot of Yeshiva Bochim are nichshol, and medaf maimi da halacha kmo yishu. We have a shachris. Shachris is made. Not speaking about Karbonis, we'll leave it. Shachris is made from Birkas HaShachar, and then we have Boruch Sheomar, Pesukei Dezimre, Nishtabach. As a halacha, you could skip. You don't have to say the whole thing. Chodesh Dika halacha, yeah? Person doesn't have kach to say the whole Shmona Esrei. You can't skip. Pesukei Dezimre is somewhere that you're allowed to take a piece out. But it's not so posh, it's time to skip. They will matter to skip, not because you're tired. Because you have to tchak tefillah b'tzibur. Zog Yom Shema Zalma, but if it's a minion, Namosha, you go to Shtiblach 7 o'clock, and you come, so most people, if the minion starts 7 o'clock, they show up 7:10, Baruch was 7:15, so they skip, in a second we'll see what you skip. Shem Zalma says, they tell you now, Shachris and Beis starts 7:15. You're not allowed to skip. You have to go to the second minyan. What would be if you have to reach Seder or not? We'll get it in a second. Aba ben Azmanim, that you're not trying to reach nowhere, is no heter to skip. Now, Shmuel Zalman says, Akule, what would be if you have a minyan kavua? You have an every day in the 7 o'clock minyan. And you came late, you're allowed to skip to stick to your minyan kavua. Yeah, but it has to be a minyan kavua. Not that it's kavua for Sunday. Eh? I'm davening 7 o'clock minyan. I punk every day I daven a different minyan. So then I don't know if you're allowed to skip.
But if
you come late kavua, you're not allowed to. Not allowed. If you're scared that you'll miss Zman Tfile, you're allowed to skip. Someone is sick and he can't daven the whole Tfile, he's allowed to skip. Someone has to be the Shliach Tzibur, he has a Chiyuv, or they send him to the Amud. And he sees that he can't start the Shtabach, yeah? He's allowed to skip. So the halachas of Seder and that, I don't know exactly. But those are the Ikar halachas. Now, you have to say Boruch Sheomar, Ashrei, and Ishtabach. You're not allowed to say Boruch Sheomar and Ishtabach without Ashrei. It's a Boruch Elevatole. Boruch Sheomar without Ashrei, Ishtabach without Ashrei, is a Boruch Elevatole.
Ashrei is out in the middle of
what? Ashrei? Oh, now, in a second, I'll tell you, this is what you have to do. I'll say in a second the order of skipping. Yeah, what you skip every, if you have a little bit more time. Avada, if someone said, Boruch Sheomar, Mizmor Nesoyda Nishtabach, he doesn't have a Boruch Levatol. You're right. Even if he said a couple of psukim, it's really not a Boruch Levatol. So even though it says you have to say Ashrei, but Be'etzim is Lav Dafka Ashrei. It's psukim. Now this... The kedime from all of the mizmorim is Asher. Shabbos, you have to say nishmas. If you can't say nishmas, it's not enough time. You're not allowed to skip. You can't say Boruch Sheomar Asher Ishtabach and Shabbos. And Shabbos, the nishmas is a part of the Ishtabach. And Mishnah Berurah says, if you can't say nishmas, don't skip. This is what you're not allowed to skip. If a person has a little bit of time, the order is like this. Boruch Sheomar Ashrei Ishtabach. Is a bit more time. Hallelu Kel B'Kodshoi. A little bit more time. Hallelu Es Hashem Min HaShomayim. Is a bit more time. He finishes the Hallelukas. A bit more time. Vayevorech David. Then, you go back to Hoidu. And not like people... They'll start, they say Hoidu, and then they skip. Hoidu is the last one on the list. Maybe it was Yoshe before him. After him, but... And Shabbos... What? Can you, what? Yes. If you know that you have time, yeah, but if you're not sure if you have time, you can add out of order. Shabbos, you have to remember. All of the order of weekday is before Shabbos. What? Everything. The stomach's after Hoidu. Stomach's the last one. It looks like the last one. I'm not sure. I think if someone's really after Hoidu, he had everything. He just only doesn't have Yichvoid. We're the place we didn't speak about that guy that was missing that 1 minute. Yeah? You're right. It could happen. What I'm saying. That's and we left with Yichvoid. Shabbos, the order is weekday and then Shabbos. A lot of people have a mistake. They like, you know. Nishmas is a part of Ishtabach. Nishmas is a part of Ishtabach. It's the part of the Broche. We say it in Pesach also, right? The Nishmas we say in the Hallel of Pesach. Nishmas is a part of the Broche. So as the Psukim of Weekday are before the Psukim of Shabbos.
Even
when you have a Shabbos? Yes. Then I'm going to say, now, the big shaila is that these people don't want to hear. I know everyone wants the shir to finish here. Legabe ha-shlomo when someone skips Psuki de Zimri. I once said a shir, and I asked that the oilam that skip today and were mashlim, they could stay in the room and no one stayed, yeah? It's not so poshut. It's not so poshut the halacha like this. It's a mashmoes in the Mishneh Berurah and Simen Nun Beis, Sifkot and Ches, that you have to mashlim after davening everything. The Mishneh Berurah says, here the mistake came. ואם כבר התחילו הציבור יצר ואין שיעוס להם הפסוק את הזימרה אפילו בדילוק יקרא קרישמו בחסר עם הציבור ויספל אל אמוהם ואחר כך יקרא כל פסוק את הזימרה בלוי ברוכה שלפניה ולוי של אחוריה person saw that if you will say, he can't say even Ishtabach and Baruch Shomar, he doesn't have enough time. So he said, I didn't go into that diluk today. But Mishabur Shachnor says, after davening, Yikro kol psuke de zimro beloi brocha shelefoneo beloi shelachare.
What is the brachas?
What is the shak? I said, what do you ask?
So what it says?
Yikro beloi brochas. יקרא בלוי ברוכה שלפניה ולוי ברוכה של אחריה אז זה שתית אבל שתית אני אהב תסייד פסוק הנזים שבור עשז היין בר שמה ושתבח כאילו ניסקים לראי בפרס כי אם כי אם כאילו עם התפילה אבל פסוק הנזים אני אהב ת so here it's משמע כלור that you have and סימן ריש פי א' סיפקות עם גימל Mishnebura speaks about Mizmeirim from Shabbos. Someone skips in Shabbos. There it's a whole long story, yeah? Mishnebura says, Resh Pei Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel. Resh Pei Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel. Someone didn't say in Yaitza like Ela Shoshovas Mikol HaMaisim Nehagim Le'arbis Vizmira Shoshabes Kremokil Lefim Minhogoy Avalim Le'yom Al Kela Shoshovas Machzirim Oysoy Eine Gemona Shemachzirim Oysoy Bikas Yitzaror Ela Le'achar 18 He has to say Le'kela Shoshovas Ve'yatri Meshevach Noisnim Kol Tzvo Maroim Tiferes Gdulo Masha'en Ken Shar Zmires Im Shochach Ein Chiyub Lo'omrom Achar HaTfilah Some people said, oh, Shtei Shal Zmiris im Shochach, Ein Lom Lachar HaTfile. But the answer, he's speaking about the Zmiris of Shabbos. So Shtei Tklor, that all the Tosefes of Shabbos, you don't have to be Mashli. But Psuke de Zimre, you have to Mashli. So why some people don't? So the answer, you have to. Yeah. You have to. But a lot of people don't. So the Piskei Teshuvah brings down that the Bessi Yosef already brings down, Al Pidim Mekubolim, you're not allowed to be Mashli. Why? Because the order of davening is, you say, Shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then you beg for what you want to beg. But it's not a covenant of the king, you beg, and then you tell him how great he is. Pasmish. Right? So the Mele, well, you can't say Pesukah Nezim after davening. In the Zohar state, you may happen to Tzinoiros.
Curious as how before.
Well, some before, some after. You're making fun of. It's Melech Malach Hamlochim. It's not proper. You go into the king. You say, "How are you doing? This and please give me." And by the way, you're a very nice king. They throw you out. It's a tzura how you go by a king. Could be. See, yeah.
Within the
Zimra,
if you
want
to switch on
the Shvach, you're allowed. We don't do that. There's an order, yeah? There's no issue to switch.
Then the person skipped, and they realize after.
So then it's mashlim inside the Pesukim Zimra. Doesn't make a difference, right? There's no din hoidu mizmor seida. You skip, you thought it's a repesa. Didn't say mizmor seida. Then you realize that's not a repesa. So it's not the same. Mizmor seida.
What?
Seida. It's not seida. It's printed. They have to put an order. They have to print it somehow, yeah? So we printed it. So I'm not a tzur chazal on attacking, but it's not making. So the mele, le maisa we paskin that you have to mashli. But in the other nidberu, he brings down that when someone is the getter, is learning at the different zachen, he has what to be soymech, not to be mashli. But again, it means someone that is the getter is learning, yeah? If you see the guy that Moshe shpuzes outside Bismedrish, go over to him, you're mashli, so get his name or not. A guy that takes sits and learns the whole day, so b'meile could be make it to be same on the shittas and mahapach the tzinoiris. That the same to lehash nipsuke the zimre. But someone that is not sitting and learning the whole day, avada, he has to be mashlim. Again, he has to lamed zchus, and the ones that not, but doesn't the tzuas advoy.